where the organization relinquishes in some cases, like we had recently at the SIAC facility, where we moved an asset out of the facility to the museum because that was more an appropriate place for it. So there will be movement in and out. And in particular, if it's other facilities that are declared by the minister from time to time. Thank you, Chair.
Chair, the other question I wanted to ask was the question of increases to 1,000. And that with the number that we debated there, what can be done in terms of job creation and so on and so forth. I think that there are two elements involved with that question. The question of job creations in the creation in the research space, of course, is as we are graduating more of these honors people, master's people who are in that space, we get them providing the wherewithal to equity for South Africa to execute. But we are thinking that we have linked that number of researchers to the PhD qualification as our pinnacle qualification that you need to create research. As opposed to just work. So the contributions that the NRF will make as a result of pushing for that PhD driver is having the ability of researchers enhanced in terms of number, but also have a number of people who are entering the job market as researchers in the space of knowledge creation as such. So it's, you know, it has both top and bottom, but the actual researchers and we said in the country to be active researchers about 17,000 researchers countrywide, of which, as you saw, the NRF has 1,600 who are rated by the NRF. A small number, but you think it's a number that needs to go up. The other question you asked was, had to do with the PhD production rate that you would like to have access to the latest numbers of the PhD program. The last number there was 2003. We can get the numbers for South Africa right up until perhaps last year, but the problem comes with the international comparative numbers because these come a little slower. Sometimes there's a 2-year lag because there are three before you can get the actual number. We asked our research guys to look at the numbers for the latest date. They couldn't, they were struggling to get 2004 when we were looking at it.
Okay.
But as soon as we have it, we'll make it available to you. I've asked two of our team members to address the question of age and youth. I've asked Albert to say a few things also with respect to the questions Honorable Barnes Clash was talking about in terms of the local, provincial, national government, people with qualifications who can help in the very, very real areas that you enumerated from a research perspective. Now, after Mr. Monty had to talk about the issue of youth and age and how it impacts, especially to the sick.